A cold front will come across our area over the next few hours. Along that front, there is the chance for some showers and possibly a couple of heavier storms. That front will push off to the east tonight, allowing for drier air to settle in over the next day or so. The weather stays quiet through Thursday, and then another round of rain is likely late Thursday, Thursday night, through at least midday on Friday. Across our area today, it has turned fairly warm and at least moderately humid. The humidity is up about a notch or so from yesterday. And with that front coming by, we do run that chance for a shower and possibly even a thunderstorm over the next few hours. And there's the chance a couple of these storms could have some gusty winds and hail on top of some heavy downpours. Any showers or storms will come to an end this evening. It'll turn partly cloudy, and some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water and in spots where the ground is damp from any rainfall today. Temperatures tonight will be generally in the upper 50s to low 60s, so it'll be on the mild side, but not really warm overnight. Into the day tomorrow, we'll have some fog around early, and the fog will burn off, and we'll see a nice mix of sun and clouds through the day. It'll be a pleasant day with temperatures running generally near 80 degrees across the capital region. It'll be in the 70s across the north. It'll be warmer south of Albany, as temperatures could make a run well up into the 80s, especially from about the Poughkeepsie area on south. Humidity will still be somewhat noticeable tomorrow, but drier air begins to come in through the day, and that dry air will come into the entire region by tomorrow night as temperatures fall back into the 50s. So it'll be very pleasant overnight tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, we'll start off with sunshine, and then clouds will bubble up through the day. We may see a shower late Thursday, but the most likely time for rain will be after dark on Thursday through at least midday on Friday. A quick check on the tropics this afternoon with Hurricane Gert, the second hurricane of the Atlantic season. The storm continues to move off to the north, and it's made that turn to the northeast. So the storm is between the U.S. and Bermuda. It's expected to pass north of Bermuda, but well south of New England and the Canadian Maritimes in the coming days. The storm is really not a threat to land based on the current forecast, but I will mention again that there will be some big waves and dangerous rip currents at any Atlantic Ocean beaches coming up over the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, a shower or storm this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low around 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a shower or storm this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low around 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with a high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, a shower or storm this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, a shower or storm this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs around 80. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and afternoon clouds, chance of a late day or evening shower or storm, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. On Friday, mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely, with highs in the 70s to near 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.